You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's rank the quarterback veteran QB landing spot destinations as far as best to worst. I'm thinking Minnesota, Atlanta. Let's put Vegas in this conversation. Pittsburgh. Because I don't think they're drafting a guy. I think it's either Pickett or they bring in someone better. And then Tampa Bay, just because Mayfield is not under contract right now. So there's five of them. So you got the Vikings, Falcons, Raiders, Steelers, Bucks.
Vikings, Falcons, so Raiders, Steelers, Bucks.
Whether it's Mayfield, Cousins, Wilson, you know, a lot of these guys that need to find starting spots, they're going to end up in these types of cities. I think the best situation is Minnesota. They're the number two team in the NFLPA best club to work for poll. They've got an awesome stadium, great home field advantage, or at least a great environment on game days, good facilities, obviously, and you got a lot of talent around you. We saw this past year, Cousins went down, and because they didn't have a quarterback, it all fell apart. But theoretically, if you are league average, you should be able to perform better in Minnesota than in a lot of places because they've got Jefferson, Addison's only going to get better. Hockenson, if he's healthy, he got hurt this year, will be really good. The line has gotten a ton better as well. So I'll put Minnesota one.
I think they're probably one. Defensively, they were dramatically improved, as you said. The weapons are certainly there. I don't know about their running game. I don't think there really is one at this point, but that's, you know, some, that's a nice to have. Maybe not necessarily something you need to have if you're a prolific passer. So yeah, Minnesota's one to me.
Number two, I'm going to go with Atlanta. I'm not nearly as high on their personnel as it seems like a lot of other people are. People just name guys. They're like, they got Drake London. He's pretty good. They got Kyle Pitts. Neither of those guys have been great the last few years. They're fine, but the expectation is they're going to be a lot better because Arthur Smith's leaving and Smith basically held them back. I mean, what if they just aren't what everyone wants us to believe that they are? I do think that they underutilized and probably held back their top running back, Bijan Robinson, last year. But here's why I like Atlanta, the division. It's a bad division. Tampa Bay won the thing last year almost on accident. Todd Bowles and the Bucs then made the playoffs and put up a fight but got eliminated. I think Atlanta, NFC South's wide open, pretty good defensive team, chance to go win 9 or 10 games in year one under Raheem Morris is my number two spot.
I think Pittsburgh's my number two. Arthur Smith, new OC, right? Whatever you think of him as a head coach, he can coordinate some offense. He got a lot of mileage out of old Ryan Tannehill there in Tennessee. One of a top five defense, especially with TJ Watt healthy. Pretty good weaponry. Like, that to me is a sleeping giant that still, they weren't very good last year and they were still 10-7. You know what I mean? Like, it's not sexy anymore. We always like, we're looking for the next team to jump up and be competitive, the next team to jump up and be a playoff team. Like, I've been fooled by the Atlanta Falcons 28,000 times or picked some other team from the NFC South. Just, here's Pittsburgh, just ho-hum, boring as all hell, winning 10 games again last year. I think they're my number two.
I'm debating between the Steelers and the Bucks for the third spot for me. If you're just joining us, best place to land if you're a veteran quarterback. Five markets we're chewing on here. Minnesota, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Vegas, and Tampa. I'm going to workshop this out loud. My thought on the Bucks is really good receiving core. Terrible division. Same one as Atlanta, what I was just talking about. I just think Pittsburgh's such a better building, culture. They don't lose. You go there, generally, they are the car wash. We joke about Washington being a reverse car wash. Pittsburgh's the car wash. Mm-hmm. You just go there and things get better. I'll probably, even though Bengals, Browns, who made the nearly made the playoffs last year, did make the playoffs, I guess, with Joe Flacco last year. Ravens, best team in the AFC, loaded division. I'll go Pittsburgh 3, Tampa Bay 4. I'm just a much bigger Mike Tomlin guy than I am a Todd Bowles guy.
I'm going to sneak in Tampa at 3. Which means I have to put Atlanta lower than I probably would like. So I'm going to put Tampa 3. They won that crappy division last year as a very mediocre team with Baker Mayfield, with all due respect, as their quarterback. Like, if I was good, I would look at that and go, I should probably go there, right? I'm going to sleepwalk to a division championship. I've still got weapons. You don't have a ton of years left of Mike Williams being a superstar. Mike Evans. But you still got enough. I like Rashad White as a pass-catching back. Godwin's good, especially when he's healthy. That division stinks, kind of as you alluded to. So I'll put them three and Atlanta four. But I don't like how low I have Atlanta.
Lombardi basically made it sound like the Steelers are loaded on offense. I don't see it that way. I'm a big Deontay Johnson guy in fantasy football because of volume. He gets lots of targets, which means lots of catches in PPR leagues. But he drops a lot of passes.
And, yes.
I mean, there's a lot of baggage on the field. Just, you know, him not really making good on his opportunities. In fact, two seasons ago, he didn't score a touchdown on like 100-some targets. George Pickens.
I think Pickens is a stud.
I know you love George Pickens. He is a mercurial. I'm not going to go full-on head case yet, but he's like not trying on certain plays on film and slamming his helmet on the sideline. He's a lot to deal with. Like, you're not good enough to be that kind of a pain in the butt yet. He's made a few plays where he takes slants for touchdowns. I think there's some talent, but not the kind of guy so far that I'm, like, signing up to go play with.
I hear that.
If I'm a quarterback who might struggle some. But Allen Robinson, what happened? I kind of thought he'd go there and recapture his career.
I've thought that a couple times now. I thought when he was with the Rams it was going to happen.
He's probably cooked at this point.
I mean, to me, my thesis—
I'm not that high on that group.
I hear you. My thesis for them is this was a Matt Canada problem. And by transitivity, a Mike Tomlin problem because he couldn't quit Matt Canada.
Well, they did have about half a season or so without Canada, or several games anyway.
Which is, you know, I think you need many seasons without him. I think now we need to start to see that these guys are pretty talented. Jalen Warren, I think, is a stud as a pass-catching running back out of the backfield. Nice little two-headed monster there. So I like Pittsburgh's offensive skill guys. I couldn't speak to their offensive line. I don't think that's great. And it's kind of been a bugaboo for them for a minute. But to me, that's a decent spot. Not a great spot, but a decent spot.
We both have the Raiders last among the—
Yeah, and it's not dreadful there.
No.
It's not bare.
You got arguably the best receiver in the NFL in Devontae Adams. Jacoby Myers is a really good wide receiver, too, was the starter and the number one with the Patriots, came over last year, did some good things. Problem is depth after that. They could probably stand to add a third wide receiver. Hunter Renfrow, their slot guy, former fifth-round pick.
Disappearing act last year.
At one point, he was really good, but post-injury last year, it wasn't the same. I was a little disappointed they didn't use DeAndre Carter more and better. A return man, former Washington, and L.A.
Slot
Charger.
Guy, yeah.
He made a bunch of plays here in the slot. Same with the Chargers. And then he was kind of nowhere to be found. And they also have a real big question along the offensive line. They have free agents at center, right guard, and right tackle from their starters at the end of the year.
Oh, by the way, yeah.
So if I'm a quarterback, that's on my mind. The good news, if you're Russell Wilson or a veteran, whether it's Cousins or somebody else, I can't see Kirk Cousins wanting to go live in Las Vegas, but Antonio Pierce is going to run the football. Like, you're going to have a very balanced, play-action heavy. This is not going to be a everything's on you, 50 throw a game kind of offense. You're going to be able to multitask offensively to the point where, you know, you're going to be in a lot of football games close late because you're not going to be scoring a lot probably, but it also means that everything's not going to be asked of you.
They have a young tight end that they barely used last year who's also an assistant producer here, Michael Mayer, who's 22, only had 27 catches last year. Really disappointing. I think that guy's talented. So that's another ascending weapon potentially for somebody. New system, new design, or you know, little quarterback's best friend. But I'm with you. Antonio Pierce is going to run the dang ball, get physical, and then maybe utilize some of those guys on the outside. It was basically night and day. Last several games in McDaniels, Devontae Adams, total disappearing act, still finished with 1,144 yards and 8 touchdowns. Give you an idea how strong he was down the stretch.
Russell Wilson meeting with the Steelers today in Pittsburgh. The reason why we're ranking some of the destinations for the veteran quarterbacks. He also, by the way, yesterday met with the Giants. That doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I guess if Daniel Jones isn't going to be ready to start the year, they could bring someone in, but you just put Russell Wilson on the bench behind Daniel Jones when he's ready? And if you're Russell
Wilson,
seems
weird.
I would imagine that only makes sense if I don't get a starting job somewhere else. Like, that's my fallback plan. Hey, I'll be your starter for a month, give Daniel Jones a little more time, then be a backup to him. But that's only if I don't have a chance to play.
Yeah, it's if nobody else calls.
I'm going to assume they were just kind of dotting their I's there, meeting with the Giants.
Yeah, that's a, hey, man, if it doesn't work out, we're here kind of a thing. We'll be your safety fiance or something like that. I don't know. That's a peculiar one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.